AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be back. Matt, Eric here today. Eric, back from a quick little family vacation down in South Carolina.
Yeah, how was that?
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't warm, per se. I mean, we were on the southern coast of kind of close to Georgia near Savannah in South Carolina. And the first day was the best day. The day we arrived, it was like 80 degrees and sunny. But it did get down to, the lows were 32.
Okay. Not exactly summer.
And boy, were those people complaining. It's so cold here. Really? Really? Is it so cold? Really? Thank you very much to everyone, the Hunter and Brett, as well as Alan Miller, the Alan Miller Experience, filling in for me for a few days there. It's good to be back with you in a chilly, very, very chilly Minneapolis, St. Paul. Yeah, in case you haven't heard, it's going to get a bit brisk outside. Has your skin like completely dried out almost instantly?
Yeah, it does. It just turns flaky and scaly.
Well, it didn't help that I just came from Swampville, you know, where, you know, the Gators are lying low right now. The Gators are lying low, but it was pretty moist when we left. It was real humid. And so the stark difference is, yeah, minus 10 tonight, minus 7 Friday night, minus 6. That is going to be on Saturday night. Sunday night is minus 2. But wait, there's more. Minus 11 on Monday night. The high next Tuesday is minus 5. The low next Tuesday night is minus 20. The high on Wednesday is minus 10. Yes!
What?
Yeah, that is, if you didn't see that, that's the, so when you see those people say, it's going to be down to 40 degrees, make sure you put an extra blanket on that bed there. Make sure you're get the kids inside. They're going to freeze to death.
Can I voluntarily go into a medically induced coma?
No, it doesn't. But you know what? We will send our kids out and do this. St. Paul Winter Carnival, I did want to mention that is a bit of a casualty. The kickoff parade is not going to happen. At least I saw that story. One second. Let me shuffle through my briefs here. I do believe that they have postponed the St. Paul Winter Carnival kickoff parade, canceled due to cold. So that was tonight. Don't go out there and wait on the side of the road in St. Paul for fun and magical time, because it won't be. Outside of always those trips for frostbite to the emergency room, they're an absolute delight. They are. WCCO TV reporting, while the St. Paul Winter Carnival is a celebration of winter in Minnesota, it's too cold. Come on, wuss balls. The reason we started this carnival is basically to prove to the rest of the world that we don't really care how cold it gets. And here you are going, ooh, it's a bit nippy. Ooh, I can't feel my legs. Ooh, was that my nose? Ooh. Come on, suck it up. All those people, those ancestors of ours that lived in St. Paul that had no noses, you know, they didn't complain. Well, probably a little bit, but they still didn't. Get out there and go. Well, no, don't. Be careful. Bundle up. Wear layers. All right? 952-946-6205. So, two stories of the South. Actually, three stories of the South for you to kick it off. Now, I should mention that this wasn't really a vacation for me. Like many people, I've got parents who are starting to show the signs of some age, and my father has had some health issues lately, and so I went down to see him and the fine folks that were at a rehabilitation center where he's at right now. And so I went down there and I experienced the South, and I want to start off by sort of saying that as a flight goes, I took a flight last year on Delta. It wasn't a good flight. It wasn't. It was bad, I think is the right term. I think it was god-awful. It was atrocious. Now, people have said to me, the reason – now, and I went through it. I broke down what exactly had happened. The people were yelling. People were angry. I mean, it was disturbing. And it was Delta employees yelling at me, angry at me, because I dare to buy a ticket on their planes. Five of them, to be exact. And what we did is last time we flew from Minneapolis to Atlanta and rented a car and drove down to South Carolina from there. So we went between hubs, and I had people tell me, oh, you went between hubs. That was the problem. Really? Because you would think to yourself, the hubs would be where, you know, you'd be nice to people. Yeah. They said, someone said to me one time, it's like, well, you got the cheap tickets. That's the problem. I don't remember them saying, if you buy this ticket, we'll knee you in the crotch. I don't remember that. But that was what Delta was just the most god-awful, you know, debasing experience I've ever had in airline travel. I mean, I have been on Greyhound buses where there was more dignity and honor and kindness by the employees than there was in a freaking Delta flight.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Megabus nowadays.
Go Megabus. I did not have time for Megabus, so I took American. Wow. That was different. I will say this. If from here on out, and I understand I'm in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and this is a hub for Delta. If I can ever take an American Airlines flight, I will. Everyone was friendly. Everyone was nice. Everyone was very, I mean, and we're talking during a government shutdown where half the people, you're terrified of just some guy saying, okay, the next 20 people in this line, they're not taking their flight today because I'm not getting paid. You know, you're terrified of that. And so you're on eggshells. And, I mean, these people were delightful. They were nice. The planes were nice. They arrived on time. I mean, Reagan International, we had to do a connection in Reagan. And they're doing construction out there. So you have to go from Terminal 1 to Terminal 2. To Terminal 2 to Terminal 3, you have to take a bus between the terminals. And that kind of got a little scary because our flight was about 10 minutes late, and we had a flight that was pretty much taken off right at last night at 11 o'clock to get back, or excuse me, at 10 o'clock Eastern time to get back to Minneapolis, St. Paul. And so, you know, it got a little hairy, but for the most part, I mean, the stewardesses were nice. The ticket counting people were nice. Everyone we talked to, it was a magnificent experience. And we got a heck of a lot closer than Atlanta to the South Carolina coast by going to Charleston. I mean, it's okay. And before anyone says, well, Matt, you probably paid for better seats. No, these were still the dirt cheap seats. You go through Travelocity, you do one of those things. I got the dirt cheap seats, and just American Airlines treated me a hell of a lot better than the local guys did. And I'm sorry. I mean, it's infuriating to me that we in this city bend over backwards for Delta, who took over Northwest because, oh, they're the local guys. They suck. They suck. And I'm sorry. I mean, you're going to have to do a heck of a lot more than screaming at me and yelling at me because I dared to pay you $1,000 plus to take some flights with you to justify me going back. And I'm sorry. I mean, there are too many other options in this town. And you know what? Your bad customer service, the way you have treated your own customers, is atrocious. I mean, and it is something that I talked about years ago. One year, my kids did a summer camp, and the dad of one of the kids we carpooled there with was a former Northwest airline guy. And the kid was telling me, oh, yeah, when they sold Northwest Airlines, my dad basically got free flights for life for our entire family, first class. I said, wait a minute here. So you guys screwed over Northwest Airlines and then basically gave yourself a sweetheart Delta deal at the end as you walked out the door. Now, once again, this is a kid telling me this, but he was bragging about all these flights that he's taken because his dad's there. And they can fly anywhere they want to in the United States, first class, or worldwide, I think it is, first class because and through their partners. And it was just disturbing. It's these companies that the executives matter, and that's it. And I'm sorry, Delta, it's cost you. You know, it's until you guys actually are committed to any kind of level of customer service, the heck with you guys. American Airlines was 1,000 times better. American Airlines was 1,000 times better. I'd wholeheartedly endorse that. By the way, we're not airing Delta ads here, are we?
I don't think so.
Well, thank God.
Won't be anytime soon.
Thank God. Are we airing anything from Waffle House?
No, we got to get on that.
Okay, no, we don't.
Not a fan?
No. Well, I'm a fan because it's a dumpster fire whenever I've gone in there. Now,
exactly.
I've talked about Waffle House before. As a matter of fact, when Anthony Bourdain died, there was a great episode he did where he went to a Waffle House. And he did this because he's, you know, he said that sometimes these food people are way too pretentious. And this is where, this is how America eats, is Waffle House. And so he went in there, had some food, and said it was good. It was late night, soak up the booze for alcoholics, you know, kind of good food, that kind of thing, comfort food. The reality of that, though, was this, and don't fool yourself. When Anthony Bourdain walked into that Waffle House, they had clearance through corporate for him to come in there with his camera crew and film, which means their top cook in the nation was the guy there. There wasn't a cut up 3 weeks earlier piece of vegetables in the place. Everything that evening was fresh, and I mean fresh, so that what he had there was probably a far cry from whatever you and I will get if you ever go to a Waffle House. The institution of fast food in the South that is beloved in the South. I mean, Waffle Houses are everywhere. And it's not a bad waffle, but, oh my God. So I go to a Waffle House in Beaufort, South Carolina. And we go in there, and have you ever been in a Waffle House?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, one thing you'll realize is the booths are way too small for more normal people. So there's a bunch of thinner
especially
people.
Southerners.
There's a bunch of thin people, or not a bunch, a few thin people that are sitting in a booth, and most of the clientele is lining the bar on those bar stools, and they're at kind of maximum capacity, if you know what I mean. So you go to the Waffle House, we sit down, it's me and my kids, because I can't trick anyone else into going there. I cannot trick anyone else in my family to go to Waffle House with me and the kids. And the kids like it, they like going there. And so, because it's going to Waffle House. For them, it's a novelty. We're from Minnesota. You don't get Waffle Houses up here, so. Or at least I don't know. Are there Waffle Houses around here? There might be one. The first sign that they screwed, that something was really wrong at this Waffle House, and I'll tell you what, there's always something wrong at a Waffle House. There's always something wrong at a Waffle House. There really is. It truly is. It's amazing how they can always find some new way to surprise you. The orange juice tasted like nail polish remover. Now, I'm not quite sure why, if they used chemicals, cleaning chemicals to liquidate the Tropicana concentrate, or else they just screwed up the concentration mixture so much so it was basically like 90% orange pulp and a little bit of water. But we all tasted them like, oh my God, that is just undrinkable. Second thing, I ordered eggs over easy. Apparently that over easy is a term that chef had not heard. And what? I'm not sure.
That's like after scrambled, maybe the
first. You'd think to yourself, okay, how over easy would be a relatively easy one? You could shingle a house with the eggs that I got there. They looked like they were over easy, but they were firmly cooked. Firmly cooked. Crunchy. Mm. Your name is Waffle House. Your name is Waffle House. You screw up on a waffle order, and then you don't put any syrup on the table. Now, I'm not saying the syrup should have been there, but she drops off all these waffles, and then she doesn't give us syrup. Your Waffle House! You had one job! Waffles! And you screwed it up, and then you didn't give us syrup. But the greatest moment, one that had me laughing, I swear to God, I was rolling on the floor laughing. My kids were embarrassed because
Waffle
I was
House floor?
I was well not okay I was you know, kind of close to the floor.
Okay.
I was laughing hysterically. I'm eating my hash browns, and all of a sudden I pull out like a twist tie from like a loaf of bread.
Oh, nice.
I swear to God, I could not stop laughing. I said, oh, God, Waffle House, never change. Just when you don't think they can go that extra mile, just when you don't think they can put in the gold medal performance, no! That's a twist tie in my hash browns. You would think to yourself, if you're cooking the hash browns, the white thing in there should clearly be a sign of, that doesn't seem right. Not once did he even burn. As he's over there laminating my eggs, he not even once thought about, maybe I should pull that large piece of trash out of the hash browns. Nope. Thanks, Waffle House. Yeah, welcome to Trump's America. I'll get Steve. Steve is in Minneapolis. I'll get him really quick before I go to the break. Welcome on in, Steve.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to clarify the thing with flight passes for airline employees because I worked at Northwest.
Okay.
And it was a thing where if your years of service and your age added up to a certain number, you could, like, technically retire. And, of course, I missed it by 3 months. But the people that could technically retire then got passes. Many of my friends have them. But the flip side of that is it's standby, and all the flights are always full. So.
Well, no, and this kid was from Edina. His dad was a former executive. I never went to track it down. And I said, well, so you get a flight? Okay, I mean, because I've heard that before. People that retire to those airlines, they basically get to fly pretty much, relatively cheap, when they can. But no, he said it's first class. We fly first class wherever, and it was part of the deal when Delta bought Northwest. Is all the executives made sure they had their laminated gold cards, but the rest. I mean, how many people did they screw over in that entire process? My God. So I understand what you're saying, and thanks, Steve. I appreciate the phone call. I understand what you're saying, but this was different. This was different, and like I said, I'm not going to fly Delta. I'm just if America Airlines is going to, if I can pay basically the same rate, I can get closer. And yes, I have to make one connection as opposed to fly to from hub to hub. But it's still going to get me closer to my final destination. This isn't really a question, is it? This isn't really a question. 952-946-6205. One other observation of the South. The Trump fans might be starting to turn on him. I'll talk about that when I do come on back. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Our show this week is about idealists who unify. I'll talk about Larry Itlion, who helped unify California's Filipino farm workers in the mid-1960s with Cesar Chavez's Latino farm workers. The big interview will be with Brad Hart, the idealistic mayor of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information. Email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM 950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM 950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Brad is in Robbinsdale. He wanted to chime in on Venezuela. Welcome on in, Brad.
Okay, well, We know that, you know, when the little bully, you know, while playing in the sandbox, finds that the toughest kid on the block is just too formidable, and also the second toughest kid on the block is too formidable, he'll go inside and kick his little sister. So, folks, next stop, Venezuela.
Oh, no, he's going to do this because, Brad, and thanks, Brad, I appreciate the phone call. The shutdown, he's doing the shutdown to keep the Russia probe off the front pages. He's doing everything in his power. He would rather now. Granted, okay, I want to be careful here about Trump because Trump he clearly is being manipulated by right wing personalities, news personalities, Ann Coulter's, Rush Limbaugh's, Sean Hannity's. They are manipulating him and they are pushing him to shut this government down because they don't care. Because reminder, Rush Limbaugh has 15 million listeners. That is like what point. Let's say, you know, it's, let's see, 5% of the population at most. I think it's a little bit less. Is his, 14 million is his. So less than 5% of the population listens to Rush Limbaugh. But so 95% of the country does not listen to the guy. But he makes so much money just appealing to that 5%. He doesn't care what's good for the betterment of this country. Ann Coulter's, Sean Hannity's, they don't care. They just care about their ratings on their shows and their book sales, which are to a small niche of America. And this is why, and I wrote about this on the blog not that long ago. Go to Progressive Citizen X on Blogspot, and you can go read about this, or Blogger, I should say, Blogger. And you go read about this. This is all they care about is themselves, and this is why these are the worst people in the world for Trump to be basically basing his domestic policy on. But when this eventually does, because eventually the Republicans are going to have to cave on this. This is so bad on so many levels, this government shutdown for them. There's just no way they can get away from it. They are eventually going to have to cave. They're eventually going to have to stand up to Trump. And that's eventually going to happen the next day or within a week. Mind you, my gut feeling is we'll be at war because that's the only other thing that can keep the Mueller probe off the front pages is a war. And so you'll all of a sudden get, well, it's, you know, yeah, he's investigating Russia, but hey, we're attacking Venezuela. We're attacking, you know, St. Kitts. Really? Why are we attacking? Should we go on vacation there?
There's a lot of people behind the scenes that want Venezuela's oil, very similar to how they wanted to get Iraq's oil. So they kind of look at it as you can get the oil industry behind them, the U.S. oil industry, because we'll just take over their oil fields and that sort of thing. And, you know, there is enough people pushing him that that's where his next stop is going to be, is a war. And he's going to get American kids killed. He's going to get American soldiers killed. That is just who he is. So 952-946-6205. It was interesting being in the South. Now, where I was in Beaufort, Port Royal. It's just near Hilton Head. You have an incredibly diverse economic slice of America. You have some incredibly wealthy people. To live anywhere with an ocean view, you're looking at some pretty big money. And a lot of these people own historic houses, which, you know, you're looking at $3-4 million just to buy the thing, let alone the upkeep and maintenance of what are spectacular antebellum homes. I mean, they're just beautiful down there. On the other side, you have some of the more poorer parts of this country, the African-American communities, the Gullah communities in those areas are very poor. And so you have this interesting cross America. But once again, across swath of America there. But you do have the South. And in the South, one of the things that's really interesting is you do have, I was talking to my kids about racism in the South, and there are a lot of people, especially African Americans, who will say, I'd rather be in the South because at least I see it. Here in Minnesota, you know, it's harder to identify racism. There it's a, you people stay over there, we stay over here, you have your side of town, we have our side of town. And they know it's where the racists are, they know where that trouble is. And they can see it, and they'd rather have it that way because at least they're not, you know, making mistakes, getting, getting caught on the wrong side of town, or thinking they're talking to someone who is a nice individual ends up being a racist pig, you know, that sort of thing. But as I was there, I was in, and once again, I was at this rehabilitation facility, and there was a lot of older people that were there, and there were a lot of people who you know, we're coming to visit the residents of this rehabilitation center, like I was. And don't get me wrong, I saw and heard multiple people say, you better give them that money, build that wall. You better give them that money. You need to give them that money. Those Latinos, those Mexicans are coming in here. Mind you, half the staff of this rehabilitation center, especially the people sweeping the floors, mopping the floors, doing the laundry, cooking the food, cleaning the tables, wiping their parents' cabooses, were Latino. But in Mexican, but that didn't matter to them because they don't. They're too blinded by hate, and so there were more. There were a few people there, but I heard people. There was one guy in particular. You know, this was a big old Southern Bubba guy. He had stars and bars on the back of his shirt, which had no sleeves, of course. And he's sitting there, he's talking, beating there, and I overheard him say to his elderly relative there. He said, I used to think that all the negative stuff about Trump was fake, but now I'm starting to realize all the stuff that Trump has been telling us is fake. And this was coming from some guy here that just, you know, I'll tell you what. And you're seeing this. I mean, once again, you have an insane amount of people in this country who are watching their farms go under, their jobs go under. They're watching their house get repossessed. They're watching they're out there who are quick to say, but I love Trump. I love him. He's the best, even though we're being evicted now. But you might be starting to see the breakpoint. You might be starting to see this. And I, you know, it's what's terrifying is that Trump is a guy who is desperate to be liked, desperate to be liked. That's why he loves doing his rallies. He goes out there and sees belligerent fools. I love you. You can grab me there. I don't care. You know, he loves that. He loves that. And so he doesn't have to watch the rest of the country. He can just go into a room in Indiana or in Tennessee or in Idaho with a bunch of guys who, I think he's the greatest president ever lived. I think he's wonderful. And he's as happy as the day is long. That is who the guy is. But maybe they're starting to turn. Maybe they are. And if enough of them do turn, well, then, like I said, I mentioned when Brad called in, then all of a sudden, they're going to get that government reopened, but I think the next thing you're going to see is there's going to be a war. And probably Venezuela. Yeah, probably would. Will be interesting to see how the rest of South America reacts to that. Because I can tell you right now, the rest of South America is not going to be too happy with the United States invading a South American country. I can tell you that right now. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Alan Prior Lake, hold on. I'll get your call once we come on back from the break. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
We are given the gift of intuition on how to care for ourselves and our families. But too often we forsake that knowledge for the voice of authority. Green Tea Conversations is a radio show for people like you who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and who want to play a more active role in their family's well-being. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm excited to bring Green Tea Conversations into your home. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts straight from the pages of Natural Awakenings who will share progressive ideas in the latest natural approaches in nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living in a fun and informative way. Podcasts of the show are available anytime at naturaltwincities.com, am950radio.com, on iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversations on Sundays at 10 a.m. as we awaken to natural health.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 12. Tonight, mostly clear with low around negative 11. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 4. Moe's Tax Service has been working for you, not the IRS, since 1971. Located in Highland Park in St. Paul. Schedule an appointment today by calling 612-721-2026 or visit moestax.com. That's Moe's Tax Service, M-O-H-S-T-A-X.com.
Venezuela. Yeah. By the way, a few little bits of housekeeping. We are back up on Facebook Live. We are streaming there. So, hi, guys. Hello. Good to see you again. Also, we got a little thing called the Blue State Ball coming up on March 2nd here, a little more than a month away. You need to go get tickets, am950radio.com, am950radio.com. Tom Hartman's going to be there. We're all going to be there. Have we made any new announcements since I've been gone here about who's going to be there?
Nothing new yet.
All right. Well, we got some things in the works.
Stuff in the works, yeah.
Yeah, we got some things in the works, so make sure you're listening for that. The Blue State Ball, once again, AM 950 Radio. Get tickets for that. You get to hang out with us. also, programming here brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Hazel's Northeast is the restaurant of the week. Fantastic food. Great breakfast up there. Shockingly, no twist ties in the hash browns. I know. That's a Waffle House thing. You can go get, you know, if you would prefer to actually have food, go to Hazel's Northeast. Great breakfast. I will be going up there to redeem myself this weekend. Plus the fact that with as cold as it's going to be, you need a good hearty breakfast like they've got. So stop on in. 29th and Johnson, Northeast Minneapolis. Hazel's Northeast, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Al is in Prior Lake. Al, thank you for holding. Welcome on in.
Yeah, how you doing today, man?
All right, sir.
Yeah, can I say Happy New Year to you, or is the year is old?
Oh, no, by all means. I love that. That's cool, man. Happy New Year to you. Al?
Okay. I'm sorry. Happy New Year, man. I wish you more strength and good health to continue what you're doing, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay. I got two things. One, Delta Airline, like you stated, Delta Airlines is terrible. Terrible. Okay? My wife had an international flight with them 5 years ago. It's so terrible that she won't even take the voucher. I mean, she's been sitting on this voucher for 5 years. She refused to use it.
Wow.
That's how terrible they are.
I'm not going to. I highly doubt I'm ever going to fly Delta again.
Yeah. American Airlines, like you stated, it's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, they're great. I flew them domestically, and I enjoy them. But Delta, I mean, there's a lot of people in international flight. They don't tell you Delta sucks. Okay, that being said, now, this is one thing I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
And that is, when you say Sean Hannity and Coulter were the worst kind of people, I disagree. Because they're not important. The worst person is Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're right, because he's a narcissistic. Yeah.
Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
he represents
right.
Everybody. He represents all and Colton and Sean Hannity. Those are your opportunists, Warren, but $1 million mortgage loan. They got to pay for their home and stuff like that. After that, they're not important. So they're going to lie, cheat, and do anything. You know, to live that life, that demagogue life they want to live.
And Al, let me jump in if I can here. And thank you very much for the comments here. Al said it. He's supposed to care about all of us. He doesn't give a rat's caboose about 99.9% of us. He doesn't. And that is the failure of this presidency. This is a narcissist who is only in it for himself and his own personal approval. My guess would be is his daddy didn't love him, so he's been searching for that love ever since. And he is the worst person to run this country. Don't get me wrong. His supporters are all going to insist that the 4 years Donald Trump was president, even though I lost my farm and I lost my house and I lost my car and we took lost everything, it was great. It was the best time ever. And then the Democrats won and we lost everything. And they will they will insist. I mean, it's like they've done with Obama. Obama raised the deficit. No, the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, the Medicare Part D, the Trump, the Bush era tax cuts, all of them were done with a due date to the bill, January 2009, the first day that Obama was in office. And it was by design. Because then you all blamed him for the deficit when he had nothing to do with the deficit. And by the way, that was when, if you go back to those great times 10 years ago, the people basically saying, how do we fix this? They had no idea. But Obama did, because he cared about everybody. Barack Obama cared about everybody. He is a far better man than I will ever dream to be. And that is the perfect man that who you want to be president of the United States is Barack Obama. Trump is the worst human being possible to be the president of the United States. I agree with you. I was wrong. Thank you very much, Al. I appreciate the phone call. 952-946-6205. Oh, why not? It's the St. Paul Slapper. Oh, boy. We might have had a break in the case of the St. Paul Slapper. You hear about this guy?
Yeah, I've seen a couple news stories about
it. Were you attacked by the St. Paul Slapper?
I'd rather not.
He attacked some people, he slapped them, but he also clocked some people with a wrench.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes this funny hijink less funny.
Yo, Mario, you can stop. Put the wrench away. Yeah. Well, we might have cracked the case of the St. Paul Slapper. And by the way, once again, once you got that name, I think you should have just left town. That would have been me. Justin Justin Kaniakua, 38. I think that's how you say his name. Justin Kaniakua, 38, was arrested in Minneapolis on Monday on suspicion of stealing a car. The car, a black Subaru Outback, matches the description of one used by a series of bizarre incidents in St. Paul where a man had been approaching and slapping random strangers in the street. He's also thrown things and struck victims with a wrench. Kaniakua also matches the description of the perpetrator of those cases. He's heavy set and, more importantly, has a blue teardrop tattoo under one of his eyes. The case put some St. Paul residents on high alert, and police had called for anybody who saw anyone fitting the description to immediately dial 911. Minneapolis police were unaware of any random slapping incidents happening in that city, but St. Paul police, who've received 5 reports of assaults since December, were quickly alerted that the man matching the description of the assailant was in jail in a neighboring town. Kaniakua remains in custody, has a long rap sheet of crimes, which with convictions for assault, hit and run, terroristic threats, domestic violence, and 2 separate instances of aggravated robbery. St. Paul police are investigating Kaniakua's possible connection to the random assaults in that city. So we might have our St. Paul Slapper. Like I said, he's going to get into jail. And he's like, what are you in for? I'm the St. Paul Slapper. What was that? I'm the St. Paul Slapper.
Well, I don't know. That slappers command a lot of respect.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, they're in high demand. And never mind. No, 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 no. I remember my college days. Yes. Never mind. 952-946-6205. Dude, man, you're going to be known as the St. Paul Slapper. Just wow. Wow. I mean, seriously, in like 40 years, WCCO is going to be like, the TV is like, we've got a story tonight of, do you remember him? The St. Paul Slapper. Even poor guy's going to be like working at a deli someplace after serving his time going, no, dude, that was a long time ago. I don't want to talk about it. Thanks, Slappy. And I'm not going to have a hard time living that one down. Speaking of hard living it down, Colin Peterson, Minnesota's most conservative Democratic congressman, sparked a firestorm on Tuesday with just a few words during a talk radio appearance. Give Trump the money. Ugh. This actually made news down even in the South. That was the judgment of Representative Colin Peterson, and the 7th Congressional District on what Democrats should do to resolve the current impasse in Washington over President Donald Trump's demand for $5.7 billion in border wall with Mexico, which sparked the ongoing government shutdown, now by far the longest closure in U.S. history. I'd give him the whole thing, Colt Peterson said, KFGO's Joel Heitkamp. Once again, isn't that just great? Isn't that just, yeah, that's just give it all, because he said, I'd give him the whole thing and put strings on it so he makes sure he puts it where the wall needs to be. Why are we fighting over this? We're going to build that wall anyway at some point. Really? Because I don't see you saying we need to build a wall on the Canadian border. And we have a far bigger problem with people coming across the Canadian border. Colin, you actually have a district which borders the Canadian border. You idiot. You actually border Canada. But here you are saying, we've got to keep our country safe, so we need to build it on the southern border. Dear God. Wow. Wow. 32 days in the shutdown, Peterson, who's seemingly done what no other Democrat in Congress had yet dared to do, can accede to Trump's wall demand and go against Democratic leaders' insistence the wall in immorality would be received not a dime of taxpayer money. The congressman, quote, spread fast, enraging Democrats who howled over what they saw as Peterson's capitulation to Trump's demands, and delighted Republicans who held up his remarks as evidence the Democrats were crumbling and that their anti-wall stance was political loser. The media quickly picked it up, and with outlets from Washington Post Roll Call, which asked readers to meet the Democrat who wants to give Trump money for the wall, running in the news. The problem with those headlines and all the outrage, according to Peterson, is that he can't imagine a realistic scenario in which he'd want to give Trump money for the wall. Oh, so we want to give Trump the money, but now that all of a sudden you realize you stepped in it, you jerk. No, I was going to put a lot of caveats on it. Don't give him the damn money. Don't even say that you can get the money. It's a massive taxpayer dollar waste. It's, God, you know, you're so damn conservative sometime, Colin Peterson. I just saw the story, what was it, Iowa. They lost another case on trying to restrict abortion. You should have known it. All you fiscal conservatives, what'd you do? You just threw away a few million dollars worth of taxpayer money. That's all you did. And I know, well, we made a statement. Yeah, you made a statement. You're a bunch of idiots that just don't mind wasting taxpayer dollars. You got the conservatives. They claim to be fiscal conservatives. They're not. This is a waste of taxpayer money. It will not stop. Dear God, we already have multiple cases where Trump walls were failed. Tunnels. Ladders. Ladders. You idiot. Ladders. This is not a new invention. They've been around a while. Peterson clarified that he meant about Trump giving the money. What I said was I would support the wall if there was no strings attached. Let's go back here. I'd give him the whole thing, he told them, and put strings on it so make sure he puts it where the wall where it needs to be. Why are we fighting over this? So he basically told him that I'm going to give him the money to build a wall. That's what he said. Peterson clarified what he meant by giving Trump the money. What I said was I would support the wall if there were strings attached. He mentioned a few conditions that would need to be present for him to support the wall, prohibiting the government from using eminent domain to secure private land on which they'll build the wall. I got news for you. There's no way in hell you can build this wall unless you're going to use eminent domain. There is no way. Colin, shut up. Dude, seriously, if that's your borderline, there's no point in you even talking about this because there is no way in hell they're going to get the land for this without eminent domaining the crap out of the southern border and stealing rancher land. You remember when all those Bundys were aiming guns at federal employees because they were taking their land? Well, yeah, we're going to be doing it. The Republicans are going to be doing it with a plum, my God. He says ensuring environmental rules are followed on his construction. Okay. Okay. One of the things I love about the Boundary Waters is just randomly walking down a path and then coming to one of those beautiful natural walls that's out there. There is no never mind. And requiring the Border Patrol to give border state governors to sign off on plans before any construction occurs. The congressman also mentioned that federal officials might process migrants at ports of entry and need more resources. I'm not against the wall if it's done appropriately and done in relation to everything else we need to do. He said there are places. You see, the problem is that's not what you said, you moron. What you said is, give them the money, we're going to just build the wall eventually anyway. That's what you said. Colin, I get it. You're a far-right Republican. Democrat. You're a far-right Democrat. And because of that, and you like this district, you basically feel as if you have to pander somewhat to the right to maintain this. Farmers are abandoning Trump because this government shutdown is hurting them directly. If you don't know how to play this for your district, which, by the way, there are numerous other Republicans in red states and in red districts who are going along with this, basically Democratic position to keep the government shut down as long as they basically don't, if the wall money is the deal, they're not going to reopen it. They're not going to give them the money. And there are Democrats in rural and red states who are going there and they're having a lot of success selling this. You just don't, your natural punt position does not have to be to pander to the Republican president. And if you got caught, you said it on KFGO, you said it on that radio station up there because you didn't think anyone was going to find out about it, and lo and behold, then all of a sudden you got caught. If you can't sell this to your own constituents, that's on you, and maybe you should resign and let someone else try to run that district. Because I can tell you right now, you're not doing the Democrats any good favors. And if you think just giving Trump money to build a wall, which is a massive taxpayer waste, is a good idea, then you should be gone. And if your line in the sand is eminent domain, well, then there's no point in talking about this. Because there's no way in hell they're going to build this thing without eminent domain. Just dumb. Just dumb. You were pandering to Republicans in your district, and you just got stupid, Colin. Call it what it is, you fool. Gary, Randy, hold on. Not Randy in Coon Rapids. Randy in St. Cloud. I'll take your calls after the break. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Never heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
The Blue Wave finally happened. Hey, it's Brett from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, and I think it's time we have a repartee about all our hard work with the Blue State Ball on Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. I'll be there along with my co-hosts Hunter and Doug, and so will Matt McNeil, Ellie Krug, and our headliner Tom Hartman, with more sure to be added. So let's celebrate the Blue Wave with the 2019 Blue State Ball. Again, that's Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Tickets at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Full phone lines. Let's get to them right now. Gary is in Minneapolis, been waiting forever. Welcome on in, Gary.
Well, you know, Trump and McConnell and the
Republicans, they owned Washington in January 2017. And you know that, what was the thing they were most eager to do? Right away, tax giveaways and raid our government that we all depend on and give all that loot to the big boys. And so that's how you can tell what they care about. And then Trump also promised in the campaign he's going to tax the bankers and get rid of that carried interest tax break they had. We don't hear nothing about that anymore. We still hear his bigoted talk all the time. And I'll tell you, if he was so eager for that tax break for himself and the Kochs and the rest of the billionaires, why wasn't the wall done in the first 2 years when they controlled everything? Pretty much, lock, stock, and barrel.
And Gary, I got to step in because I got full phone lines. I want to get the other calls. That's the question. I mean, that why, you know, if the wall was that important, why didn't you pass it when the Republicans were in control of everything? Oh, that's right. Even they didn't think it was a good investment. But now the Democrats are needing it. And also they needed it for a political, tried to use it as a political wedge item. But this shows you how bad they are at politics. They're just getting, their polling numbers are dramatically bad on this. Randy is in St. Cloud. Welcome on in, Randy.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
I got it.
A couple of things. The first is I remember being resoundingly chastised when I talked against any blue will do. That whole movement and just support any blue. And Colin Peterson was one of the people I was talking about. He's not a Democrat. And we should not have supported him, and somebody should have primaried him. I don't live out there, or I might have. Anyway, we are going to end up in war, because as Trump gets closer to this whole thing falling apart on him, we're doing exactly what we did in Iran and in Chile.
Well, and
democratically elected somebody, then they start to nationalize resources, which is the smart thing to do, which is what we should be doing instead of selling our mineral rights to foreign companies. And so then we overthrew those leaders and put it back the way it was,
and
the way it should be.
Try to hand it off to the highest bidder. That's one of the things they're trying to do in Afghanistan right now. I mean, all the minerals they found under Afghanistan, they're trying to sell that off, and they're realizing that they, because of their mismanagement of that war, that they're not going to be able to even be able to get close to doing something of that nature. Jerry is in Fridley. He wanted to chime in on Colin Peterson. Welcome on in, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Colin Peterson, in my opinion, has always been a blue dog Democrat, and yes, he needs to be primaried in 2020. And if there ain't no Democratic members, they need to revolt on this guy and swallow their pride and vote all Republican to remove him from office, because he is basically a Republican. But he needs to be punished. Thank you, Matt.
Well, and I will say this, Jerry. And by the way, I've had multiple people mention. Apparently, Randy in Coon Rapids doesn't mind calling in when I'm not here. Randy, come on, man, step your game up, man. Anyway, Colin Peterson, it doesn't do the Democrats any good to have a guy who is working as hard as he is against Democratic initiatives. And I get it. Once again, he has to, I got to appeal to my base. Yeah, I get it. You live in a more conservative district. Fine. But, you know, you need to talk to Tim Walz, because Tim Walz was a Democrat in a rural district, too. And at no point did I ever get the impression, I mean, there are some things I disagreed with him on, but I don't see him wholeheartedly throwing the Democratic Party or the DFL under the bus to basically pander to a handful of voters in his district, like Colin Peterson has. And Colin Peterson, you know, like I said, he's a Republican who realized he couldn't win on the Republican side, said he was a Democrat, was able to win there, and he's got power. Maybe you have to start looking, if you're the Democrats, maybe you have to start looking at that committee chairmanship and say, you know what, we need you a little bit more, with the party you're supposedly with. How about that? How dare they? Hunter's in XL tomorrow. See ya!